Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First order of business. And I feel like I get this interview with you a few years in a row. I ask you about, you know, you have the whole McCourty family. And I understand there may have been some, you know, this sickness going around. Was anyone wearing surgical masks at the McCourty Thanksgiving dinner?
No. We don't worry about that, man. We got strong immune systems at the McCourty House.
Oh, so, I like it.
Yeah, we build them up strong, you know, starting with the kids all the way up to the adults.
Well, so along those lines, perfect segue. Have you ever – you've been with the Patriots, obviously, in professional football for a long time. Do you remember a time where you had to deal with this much sickness in right smack dab in the middle of a season?
No, not like this, but I mean – I think a lot of times, though, when you see a guy on the injury report for illness, everyone, like, assumes the worst. But we had guys back out there practicing yesterday, getting through something. So, you know, even though it looked bad starting the week, I think as we kind of end the week, we got some guys that are feeling a lot better. So, you know, I don't think we should be hurting too bad. But it is definitely difficult, but you got to just get through the days. You know, some guys got more reps on Wednesday, so I think that helped get some guys in there. I probably wouldn't have got some reps, so hopefully that helped build some depth for us.
Devin, I had a question about Deshaun Watson and the Houston offense. Obviously, Watson makes a lot of plays with his feet and his ability to throw the ball down the field. As a safety, what's your mentality defending that? Do you, you know, avoid those big plays, or do you have to keep in the back of your mind his ability to run and be able to come up and stop that? How do you approach that?
No, I think it's all about knowing what your job is in the defense. Like, if I'm supposed to be in a deep part of the field, I got to trust my other guys to make sure they keep him in the pocket. If he does escape, you know, hopefully they get him down. If it gets to me, then I can make a play. But, you know, there's going to be times where I'm, you know, I'm going to be close to the line and I might be a part of the guys, you know, watching Watson, then I got to do that. But I think the biggest thing is when you play guys like Watson, everyone has to do their job. You know, you watch on film, you see guys that are in coverage, kind of drop their coverage and think they're going to go get him. He just drops the ball over your head to one of their guys, and they got a lot of dangerous skill players. So, you know, whoever is, you know, gets the duty of trying to contain Deshaun Watson, it's not going to just be one guy at any time. So the group of guys that have him have to do a good job of just working together and trying to contain him.
Devin, obviously the secondary playing at a very high level this season. How is it preparing for two teams back-to-back? Not only looking, I know that you guys obviously game planning one game at a time, but preparing for a team like the Texans that like to challenge the back end of the defense and throw it deep. And have we seen this defense's best performance? Like, what is the ceiling for us for this secondary?
I think we just got to continue to improve. And like you said, you know, these last couple of weeks we've gone against some of the better offenses in this league. You know, obviously starting with Baltimore, then having a bye week and having to go play Wentz and then Dak, and now playing Deshaun Watson, and it won't get easier after that. So we got to just continue to improve. You know, each week we're going to get challenged. You know, obviously we've had some success, but that won't help us this week. You know, we're going to go in there on the road. And Houston, you know, obviously this part of the season, each game you play becomes very important. So they'll be ready to go. We've played them, it seems like, every year over the last couple of years. So they know us well. We know them. We just got to go out there and execute at a high level in the secondary, because I would say that's their strength too. You know, they have a good quarterback, a lot of good receivers in Fuller, Stills, and obviously DeAndre Hopkins. So that's something that we got to come out here and try to play to our best ability and try to slow him down.
After facing Lamar Jackson a couple weeks ago, do you see any similarities to him to Watson?
You said with who? I missed the beginning.
Sorry, Jackson with Baltimore. Do you see any similarities with him and Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I would say, you know, over the last couple of weeks, all of the quarterbacks, obviously Lamar Jackson being the most athletic out of all of them, but even with Carson Wentz's ability to get outside the pocket and make plays, still throwing, same thing with Dak, and then now Deshaun Watson, and Obviously, they're all similar. They're not all the same. But Watson's right up there, you know, with Lamar Jackson as far as scramble ability, when he tucks the ball down, making guys miss, being elusive, and still having the arm strength and accuracy to get the ball at different places. So, you know, and then next week we'll be playing against Mahomes. So we're playing, you know, some of the top quarterbacks when you talk about scramble ability and throwing the ball down the field. So, you know, for our defense, we got to be playing our best football right now.
Well, it's interesting, Devin, because even you look at Buffalo and some of the stuff they were doing with Josh Allen, you know, some of the scrambles that he had, a lot of this stuff is looking very similar to maybe what Baltimore is doing, what Houston's doing. When you look back at that Baltimore game, and what is the thing that you say, man, we just didn't do this well? And because this is one of the things that, no, forget about Baltimore, you have to improve. You talk about fulfilling your assignments and doing your job. But you look back at that game, the one game which this great defense really had a problem. What is the thing you say, oh, man, you know, we just didn't do this well?
I think we talked about tackling as being one thing. But, I mean, honestly, each game is different. Like, we don't sit here and play Baltimore and say, if we fix this, we don't have any issues for the rest of the season. Like, each team's going to attack us differently. You know, each team has different players. So, as a defense, you got to continue to grow. And I think that's what we talked about, improving different things that we need to improve from the game each week. You know, we went in after the Baltimore game. We talked about starting early. We go down to Philly. We still don't get off to a good start. And, you know, we have to come from behind early in the game. We play Dallas last week. We get off to a better start, and it helps us out a lot. So, you know, we talk about things, but it's all about going out there and executing on Sunday. So it'll be the same for this weekend going into Houston.
Just given the talent that they have on that wide receiving core, not only DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller's ability to break away from the backside of the defense. Obviously, this game plan, I mean, I don't know your game plan. I know that's a top secret thing, but, you know, you're going to need a lot more, you know, corner help and then safety help off the top. It's a big matchup for you guys. That's kind of a Belichick staple that he's done over the last couple of years. We haven't really seen it this offseason because people haven't really challenged the secondary so much. But is this kind of a game, Dev, that it's just one of those, hey, like, let's look at the game plan. Let's get back to basics. Like a Belichick staple, safety help over the top. Is this one of those, you know, simplicity is the best way to win?
I think the big thing, like you just said, with all of the receivers, we got to all play well. Like, you know, even if we help, like, who do we help on? We help on Hopkins and then Fuller and still to be able to really hurt us. If we help on Fuller, you got DeAndre Hopkins on the other side. So, to me, this is one of those games where when you play an offense that's talented everywhere, you know, their tight ends have 8 touchdowns and most of the any touchdowns in the league out of tight ends. You know, and then with Duke Johnson, who's a running back but also can turn into a receiver, everyone has to play one. Everyone has to win matchups. You got to play team defense and understand where your help is, you know, where you are when you play zone, understanding what formation they are in. So I think that's the key for us. It's going to be team defense. It's not going to be, you know, just Steph versus, you know, DeAndre Hopkins or Steph versus Fuller and, you know, all of us just watch. Like, you know, everyone has to come ready to play. And I think that'll be the key if we try to go in there and get a victory.
You want to give a score for the Rutgers-Penn State game tomorrow?
A lot to a little. Rutgers not looking too good right now.
You always say that when they play Maryland. Maryland was the worst team.
You're supposed to say that the winner will be the great game of football. That's your line. Well, Devin, hey, congratulations on the immune system of your entire family. So it's that nobody's getting sick. So that's great.
Appreciate it, man. We're gonna try to use that going forward.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And the guys will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dev.
No problem. Right. Same to you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, that's Devin McCourty. We got to take a quick break. If you want to join the conversation, which was a spirited, there's a lot to pick through.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.